And, you know, he's a great talent, and I can't ask for a better receiver on the other side.
How excited are you just to be back? I mean, just to play now and the game counts.
I'm excited. You know, I think we got an opportunity to do some good things as a team and go in a good direction as an organization.
What kind of a tandem threat do you see with you and Eddie both out there?
You know what? Dangerous. Dangerous, but the good thing about it is we have a O-line that's strong, and we have a running game that is successful, and we have a bunch of tight ends that can go the distance.
So does he take pressure off of you, or does he put more pressure on you?
Off of me. Now that, you know, they got to play fair. You know, teams can't roll covers to my side or double me. And if they go cover two, we're just going to pound the ball. So I'm excited to have him, but I've been saying this since the first day I seen him, you know. So he's a great talent.
How many times in the last week did you either check your watch or look at your calendar to see what day was closer to getting done?
I didn't. It went by pretty fast. You know, like I said, I did my best to stay in shape mentally and physically. And, you know, it was one week. It could have been a lot worse. But, you know, thank God I'm back right now.
What did you do?
I trained out in Golden with a guy named Jimbo. He used to be here. He used to be Greek's assistant for 12 years. So their whole, it's called Next Level Sports. Their whole crew down there, they did a great job of, you know, just working with me every day, whether it was rehab and running routes and working out. So thanks, Jimbo.
What was it like watching the Oakland game on television?
You know what, I was a true fan. I got, you know, I was throwing things and I was really excited, you know. It was kind of neat. It was a neat experience, but an experience I would never want to, you know, have to deal with again.
Were you wishing you could be out in the field against these guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it is what it is. I just got to deal with it and move on. But it's a game that I missed and, you know, can't do nothing about it now.
Where did you watch?
I watched at home. Yeah, I watched at home with a few buddies.
Hey, were they, like, looking at you, like, stay away from him?
It was kind of weird for them to, you know, be watching the game with me, you know, when they should be watching me on TV. So, you know.
Now, was it easy for you to enjoy the game because you knew it was just 1 week, as opposed to if it had been 3 weeks or 4 weeks, would you have been able to enjoy that game?
Well, I really can't say. But all I know is I enjoy watching the game, and I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited about the direction we're headed.
The offense scored 41 points. How much worse would it have been if you were on the field?
You know what? Everything happens for a reason. Maybe if I was there, it might not have been as – we might not have put up as many points, or we might have put up a little more. But, you know, all we got to do is worry about San Diego. That's in our past, and everything in my history is past, and now I'm just excited about this year and a lot of excitement to come.
How much Jason, we talk to you pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
How much were you – kind of staying in it mentally during the week you were off, or was that something you just really couldn't do, you know?
It wasn't hard. You know, tell you the truth, I was busier than ever. You know, I made it down to Reverend Kelly's a couple days out of the week, and I did a few other things, and I just stayed on top of, you know, some priorities of mine.
Was it by accident you picked out that shirt today, or was it planned?
Oh, yeah, Obama. For president, vote. And this is my first year voting.